Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Roark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Klimchuk. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruton moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. Sullivan throws to third, and they've got Bruton trapped. The throw to Sullivan, and Bruton is tagged out for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball four. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. One out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk takes first base on ball four. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Klimchuk moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to second for the out. Klimchuk scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is called out on strikes. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Klimchuk. Roark reaches second base with a double. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Wood moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros hits a line drive towards short. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Klimchuk hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Klimchuk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0-for-1 in the game. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Causey moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wood strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Klimchuk. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Kaline goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash is walked intentionally. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. Boros hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Klimchuk hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to third. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Roark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0 for 2 in the game. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco bunts towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to second. One out. Joe Nuxhall pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Bruton moves to second. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Colavito for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Klimchuk hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 3 in the game. Burrows hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pignatano pinch runs for Haywood Sullivan. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and steps on first for the out. Cash throws to McAuliffe, who throws back to Cash, who tags Pignatano for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Pignatano now catching. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez pinch hits for Paul Foytak. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Rourke moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Clem Chalk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lump fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Rourke moves to third. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pignatano for a passed ball. Rourke scores. Bruton moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruton scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clem Chalk. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Kaline moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Colavito scores. It's 6-2, Tigers. Steve Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 4 in the game. Burrows strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Leo Posada pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada takes first base on ball 4. Del Greco moves to second. Phil Reagan now pitching. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Greco scores. Posada moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Darren Johnson pinch hits for Jim Rivera. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods hit fields it and throws to second for the out. Posada moves to third. One out. Reno Bertoia pinch hits for Luke Limchuk. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Posada scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia takes first base on ball four. Don Mossy now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.